Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Father, this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we love you. We're in love with you. We're in love with Jesus. Agree with me. Won't you agree with me? There we're watching me from. Are you still in love with Jesus? Oh. Father, we are absolutely, ridiculously in love with you. Won't you lift your hands, saints? Come on, empower. There we are. Wherever you're watching me from, just lift your hands to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. Worthy is the King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy are you, Lord. And Father, day and night, night and day. Father, soon our preaching will be completed as we become worshippers eternally so. And we will bow down with the angels. We will bow down with kings and queens and princes and dominions and governments. And Father, I thank you that we are on the side of Jesus. We are champions. We are more than overcomers. Lord, we are the ones that you've called out by name. And Lord, in that day when we see you, Lord, splitting the sky with a call, when you say, Lord, it's time and you call us. And Father, at that trumpet sound, as the earth will know that the King is alive, then Jesus will not be a theology, he will not be an idea, he will not be a pattern of thought, nor will he be just an historical book. No, every man and every devil and every spirit and every king and every queen and every government will know that this Jesus truly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that is and is to come, our King, our Lord, our champion, the one that destroyed death, hell, and the grave. And that's my King, and that's your King, and He's worthy of it all. If you agree with that, won't you give Jesus Christ just a massive, massive praise offering? Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, if you don't know about it, if you have tomorrow, you have today. So give Him your praise. He's worthy of it all, amen? He's worthy of it all. Lord Jesus, we lift our hands to you. On this Pentecost Sunday, and we testify that there's a power still dormant and living inside of us. He is the indwelling Spirit of the Most High God. He is the Spirit that has split the seas. He is the Spirit that took out Joseph out of a jail. He is the Spirit that took Daniel out of the lion's den. He is the Spirit that breathed upon this planet, and it was. He is the Spirit that was of Abraham, the Spirit that was of Moses, the Spirit that came upon Samson, the Spirit that ran with David onto that battlefield. He is the same Spirit that walked with Peter and Paul and James and John and Hezekiah and Isaiah. He was the Spirit that was of Jeremiah. He was the Spirit that visited Samson at his end, and He was the Spirit that was of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and now He is the Spirit that's in me, upon me, with me, in front of me, at my left and on my right. And I shall say, as King David said, though 1,000 may fall on my left hand side and 10,000 on my right hand side, it will not draw near unto me. For he that is with me is stronger than he that is against me. For I am royal by blood. I am royal by selection. I am royal because he chose me. Not a hair on my head will fall to the ground until he knows that there's nothing in earth or nothing upon the earth or nothing in heaven or nothing under the heavens that is higher than the name that I'm called by. I am not just someone. I am a child of the King. I'm a child of the Most High. This is my identity. This is who I am. I am a child of God. I am not forsaken. I am not forgotten. I am redeemed. I am saved. I am washed. I am cleaned. I am renamed. And I'm chosen by the one that sits upon the throne. That's who I am. And if you agree with that, say amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh, come on. I am not sick. I am not poor. I am not... Oh, come on. Oh, who agrees with me? Come on. Who agrees? When I am weak, I am. When I am poor, I am. You are anointed. You are appointed. You are highly favored. You are deeply loved. You are abundantly blessed. You are God's chosen vessels for this hour to pour His Spirit upon you. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ one more praise of you. One more, one more, one more. Come on. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. Welcome to be seated. I want to welcome this morning, I want to welcome all of our... Just bless the worship team. They, you know... In the first service, I didn't even preach because we just went for it the whole service. Because if the Spirit of the Lord is in a place, you don't fill that will of a program. Amen? You just do what you do best, and that's to follow Him. And so I just want to say welcome this morning, very specifically welcome to all of our guys from the different spots that you are watching us from. And very, very specifically this morning, I want to welcome all the guys that is in Cape Town. We say, hey, Cape Town, all the way here from Pretoria. And we welcome you. Come on, give it to you. Come on, let's just welcome them. Welcome, Cape Town. And they are there for the first time, and we just welcome you. And we pray that the presence of God will fill that where we are watching us from right now. And we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will come upon you. We pray that the same Spirit that is here in this house will be there where you are gathering. And that you will know if this is a start of something significant. This is a start of a move of God. This is a start of restoration. This is the start of the power and the hour that God has called us to. There is no way that God has chosen you just by default. He has chosen you so that you may cause an uprising, that you may cause an effect, and that the city and that the province of Cape Town shall be saved. And if you believe that, Pretoria, say with me, amen and amen and amen. Come on, Lions, roar! Oh, I'm so excited. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Amen. Do you know that the power that is inside of you is more stronger than anything that is around you? Do you know that He that has called you by name, He called you by name? Acts chapter number 4, verse number 11 says this. I want to speak to you very briefly this morning that there's no other name than the name of Jesus. There's no other name than the name of Jesus. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 11 says the following. This Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. And Acts chapter number 4, just come and take my jacket here, guys. Acts chapter number 4, thank you. And verse number 11, everybody is so in the Bible. It's okay. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 11 says this, this Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation. Save me, salvation. Exists in no one else, for there is no other name. Say with me, no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Say with me again, no other name. I want to make it clear that there is no other name. Whether this is popular or unpopular, I do not care. There is no other name than the name of Jesus Christ, given unto men by which man can be saved. Hare Krishna cannot save you. Muslim cannot save you. Are you with me? Buddha cannot save you. Governments cannot save you. Politicians cannot save you. There's only one man that can save you. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the King. Are you there? Come on, let's give Jesus Christ a round of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus, which man can be saved. The word saved is the Greek word sozo, and it simply means wholeness. There is no other name that can make you whole, spirit, soul, and body. It is just the name of Jesus Christ. Who of you know it's not just the name? Can I say that? It is not just the name. When you say in the name of Jesus Christ, when you say in the name of Jesus Christ, the word in the name there is the Greek word onoma. And the word in the name speaks about three things. It speaks about title. It speaks about rank. It speaks about abilities. And fourthly, actually it speaks about four things. It speaks about position. So when we say in the name, we are not calling on a government's name. We are not calling on a president's name. We are not calling even on a king's name. When we call in the name of Jesus Christ, you are calling on a name that is higher than any other names. If you combined all of the kings and all of the priests and all of the governments and all of the petitions, if you put all of them together, if you put all the efforts of all the wise men, if you put Plato together and Aristotle on all of these guys, every one of them, and you want to put all of their names on top of that list, is the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, are you with me? He's not just someone, he is the name. Higher than any other name. And I want you to see what the apostle says about him in Acts chapter number 5, verse number 42. It says, and nothing stopped them. My prayer for you is in this hour that nothing will stop you. And nothing stopped them. They kept preaching every day in temple courts and went from house to house preaching. Save me, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. The word preach is the Greek word kairos, and it means this. It means to hear the heart of the Father. It means to put your ear next to the king's chamber, to hear what the king is saying, to go stand in a balcony and declare his commands. I'm here to tell you as a king's decree that there's no other name in heaven, under heaven, on the earth, or under the earth that man can be saved. It is Jesus and Jesus only. There's one way to the Father. His name is Jesus. There's one truth to the Father. His name is Jesus. There's only one chance to get to heaven. Jesus. Hell is full of believers. I want you to know that. Hell is full of believers that are now believing. And people are saying, oh, how do we know that he is true? Well, you're going to know very soon when he splits the heavens, when the trumpet sound will come, when the assemblies will be gathered together with him, when he's going to raise everybody that, because people will say, listen, but Jesus doesn't raise everybody. He will. Bibles, you often people, I hear people often say, but Jesus doesn't heal everybody. He will. Because the Bible says we belong to a kingdom that has no tears. We belong to a kingdom that has no sorrow, that has no pestilence, that has no sickness. Oh, come on, are you with me? And one day we're going to be with the King. Oh, can I have more amens in power? There in Cape Town, can I have an amen? There in Free State where you're watching me from, can I have an amen? Right across the globe, can we believe that there's no other name than the name of Jesus Christ? And so this is how it's going to play down. The Bible says there will be a remnant of people. That's you and I. We are the remnant of people that is left upon the planet. It is up to us in this hour to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. We cannot be a people that just look like God. We have to act like God. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 1, be imitators of God, dearly beloved children. There is no poverty in heaven. There may not be poverty here. There is no sickness in heaven. There may not be sickness here. There is no death in heaven. That means we have power over it here. Come on, are you with me? You have to understand, as you sit here and as you are watching me online, the anointing that's upon your life, the anointing that's upon your life, you are a demon repellent. You are a sickness repellent. You are a poverty repellent. You are an obstacle repellent. You are a hindrance repellent. Oh, he has, oh, come on. If the highest authority in heaven and on earth has said something, it is no longer a suggestion, it is now a command. So who are we to say we are ill if he says you are healed? Who are we to say I am poor when he says I am rich?
Who are we to say, I am forsaken when He says, you are accepted? Who are we to say we are rejected when He says you are well received? Who are we to say we have depression if He says, I give you my spirit of joy? Who are we to say we are lonely when He says, I comfort you all the days of your life? Who are we to say we are tired of you, God, when the Bible says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you? There will not come a day, nor an hour, nor a moment, nor a time. Come on, you are stronger than the virus. You are stronger than your circumstances. You are stronger than what's around you. Oh, do I have some empowered people? You are stronger. You are stronger. You are stronger. There's a lion inside of you. There's a lion inside of me. And I don't know about you. I don't just submit to a lion. I submit to the lion, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so what will happen is the trumpet sound will come. We're going to hear it. We're going to hear it. You bet your bottom dollar we're going to hear about it. Oh, we're going to hear. And this is how it's going to go off. CNN and BBC and Sky News. Because God is setting everybody up. The devil thinks He's using this to propaganda across the globe. Sickness. God is going to use this very same thing to publicize. Because the enemy is not omnipotent, he's not omniscient, he's not all-knowing, he doesn't know the future. He's got today and he's got yesterday, he doesn't know what tomorrow comes. That's why Jesus says to you, do not worry about tomorrow, worry about today. Do not worry about what will come tomorrow, He's already in your tomorrow. You worry about today. You just take care of this day. When do you praise the Lord? This day. When do you exalt Jesus? This day. When you lift up the name of Jesus? This day. When do you come to repentance? This day. When do you get saved? This day. When does Jesus want to heal you? This day. When does He want to bless you? This day. When does He want to increase you? This day. When is faith? Faith is? When is faith? Faith is? We need more now people. Are you there? You must be a now person. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 9 says, therefore God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him a name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to God the Father. So what will happen is this. The trumpet will sound. All of us that are in Christ, we will be gathered together into the air very quickly. The Bible says before we go, those that were with before us in the Lord, they will go before us into the heavens. The Bible calls this a mystery. A mystery. Because everybody that has already died in the Lord is with the Lord. Because Scripture says this, that if you are in the body with the Lord, out the body with the Lord. If you're a believer. If you're a born again Christian. And I want you to know that there's a great difference between being a believer and being Christian. Christian means you've died to yourself and you're now following Jesus as a Lord. Not as an option. Not as a rabbi. Not as a good teaching. Not as a good thought. He is Lord. Lord means He calls the shots. Lord means I submit to Him. Lord says He rules. Lord says He is Lord of my life. Lord says if He says stop, I stop. If He says give, I give. If He says heal, I heal. If He says pray, I pray. If He says sleep less, I sleep less. Whatever He says, He's Lord. We have forgotten the respect for Jesus Christ. We think He is just another name. No, He's not just another name. He is the only name. Oh, can I have an amen in my own church? Listen, Jesus is not like a president. He has not been voted in. He cannot be voted out. He is not somebody that you can play with. He is a ruling King. He rules over the earth. He rules over the heavens. Stars bow down to Him. Stones will worship if we do not. Do we understand who we are serving here? We are not serving someone. We are serving the One. We are not serving something. We are serving the One that by the breath of His nostrils split the Red Sea, that just spoke and light happened and everything got created. We are serving a true King. Listen, I don't care who likes me or who doesn't like me, as long as He likes me. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never kill me. The point is this, why won't people, I don't care what people say, because there's a word that is spoken on my behalf. The Bible says if you don't have any enemies, that means you're doing nothing for God. But if you have enemies, you're doing something for God. So the Lord, oh, come on. Some of you, you need to learn to praise God out of your troubles. You need to praise God out of your pain. You need to praise God out of your prisons. Those are places where He wants to elevate you. Those are places where He wants to raise you out of. He wants to raise you into a better place. He wants to raise you out into a higher position. But praise Him. You don't need to understand everything, and He doesn't need to explain everything. The Bible calls Him God, and He calls us man. We are but breath. We're here for a moment. Do you know that you don't have the privilege of showing faith on the other side of life? Faith is for this side. You don't have, listen to me carefully, you don't have the privilege of faith on that side. There are people in hell right now that will give everything that they ever possessed to make it to heaven. There are people in hell right now that will give up worlds to make it back to God, or one chance. And here we sit in 2021, and we have become so placid with God, so complacent, so comfortable. And I think, do we understand who we serve? We're not serving a political party. We're not serving some selection here. We're not serving even a religious leader. We are serving the one that made everything. We are serving the one that before time was, He was. We are serving the one that can destroy souls in hell. We are serving the one that by a breath made the heavens and the earth, and everything spins because of His presence. The earth, as you know, it still spins because He said, "Light be." This is who I serve. Death cannot defeat Him. Hell cannot keep Him. All of the angels that were fallen, that were against Him, every one of them will bow down to Him. Satan knows this. The fallen demons know this. The fallen angels know this. Everybody know they're going to bow. And I choose to bow this side and acknowledge Him this side. Because who am I to hold on to my life? Oh, come on. You know, I see whenever we speak truth, that I watch all of these online platforms. I see when we go like this, people, they jump off because they, you know what? When you preach the fear of the Lord, people become uncomfortable. They're like, I don't like it like that. I want to stay in my sin. I want to stay in my problem. No. God came to save you from your problem. He came to save you from your sin. Why do you want to stay in that? Oh, Pastor, you don't know my life. I don't care. Listen, He knows. But Pastor, you don't know how my situation. Listen, I've gone through what you've gone through and worse. But I still praise Him. So why can't you? Lift up your hands and worship the Lord while we have breath. Do you know we have the privilege of faith this side of life? I say again, you have the privilege of giving to Him in this side of life. When you have coming that side of life, there's nothing you can give Him. You're going to walk on gold. Do you think He will be impressed by your giving? Come on, think about it. Not even for a moment. And so He will, this is how it will happen theologically, I think. And as I studied the Word of the Lord for many years, He will give a shout. The Bible says that the people that were before us in the Lord, they will go into the grave. They will come out of the grave, and ahead of us, they'll go into the air before us. Then we will go. And the Bible says all of this will happen like that, in a twinkle of an eye. And then the whole earth will know that He was not a theology. He was not an idea. And BBC and Sky News and all of them are going to freak out because none of them will be able to explain what have just happened with thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people. Two will be sleeping, one will be taken. Two will be walking, one will be taken. Two will be jogging, one will be taken. Two will be gymming, one will be taken. Two will be in a workplace, one will be taken. And suddenly there will be chaos all over the world. I'm telling you right now that God is prepping the world for the true worshipers to come out in this hour, to worship Him in this hour, in spirit and in truth, because He called us to such a time as this. That is why we may not be comfortable. We may not be complacent. Oh, come on, are you guys there? Give Jesus a praise offering. He calls Himself Jesus as the breed. He's got lots of different names. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. It says, now faith is confidence. Save me confidence. Save me confidence. Now you don't sound confident. Save me confidence. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for. And assurance about what we do not see. Confidence. Confidence means to stand by something and to stand by someone. Confidence. Joseph sat in prison, but he had confidence. He interprets one dream, he interprets another dream. Confidence. The God that called him will not forget him. Confidence. Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den. He's not worried about the lions because he has faith in the lion. Confidence. Noah builds an ark that he doesn't even see the rain yet. No rain in his time. He builds an ark for 100+ years. But he believes that the one that has called him to build the ark will send the rain. Confidence. Abram gets instructed to go slay his son, but God promised him the stars and the sand of the sea. Yet Abram believes God. Confidence. Jeremiah gets sown into confidence. Jesus goes to the cross believing that everyone that calls upon his name shall be saved, and he stays on the cross even though he has the ability to take himself off. He stays there because of the joy set before him. Confidence. Peter returns back to Jesus because Jesus says, go call the disciples. And Peter, confidence. Saul becomes Paul because Jesus interrupts Saul and say, hey, you are persecuting me. Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus. He says, what shall I do? He says, go to Ananias and go and receive the heavenly vision. And Paul stays loyal to that vision. Confidence. Now 2020 years on, we sit in the church in the local side in Pretoria North. Many other people are watching us, and we need to display the same confidence. The Bible says many of the heroes of the faith, they didn't even see what they believed, but they believed in what they did not see, because he that promised is faithful. Confidence. Don't let your praise be interrupted because you don't see it. Have confidence. Oh, come on. Save me confidence. He is called Elohim, the one that created everything. He is called El Elyon, the sovereign God. He is called Adonai, the one that has everything in his charge, and that nothing can happen to you or happen to me unless he sees it. He is called El Roy, the God that sees my affliction. He is called Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that has a covenant with me to heal me. He is called Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that raises the banner for me. He is called do I have faith in the house? Why does he put the word Jehovah to everything that you are can be in trouble with? The word Jehovah means covenant. Do you know that? He says, I am Jehovah Yahweh, the one that keeps my covenant. I am Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals you. Every time the devil says sickness, you say, shh, I have a covenant of healing. He's called Jehovah Rapha. He's called Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Every time the enemy might come against you and say, hey, you have been overtaken, you say, I raise the banner, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Then he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my banner. provider. He has a covenant to heal me. He has a covenant to protect me. And He has a covenant to provide for me. These are His covenants. Oh, come on. Can I have faith in that house? Come on, Cape Town. Do you have faith? I have faith. I have faith because I understand sonhood. A son doesn't ask. A son just bashes into the door. And that's exactly what the Father wants. The Father says, come to my throne boldly in your time of need. What does boldness mean? The boldness is the Greek word or the Hebrew word mitzpah, which means this, kick down the door. So you walk into your Father's house, you kick the door down. You say, here am I in the name of Jesus Christ. I've come to claim my healing. I've come to claim my breakthrough. I've come to claim my provision. I've come to claim it because He gave it to me. Now I stand upon your word, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh. I stand upon the word in the name of Jesus Christ. And then the Father says, oh, they're calling upon the highest name of Jesus. And then why does the Father move? Because He sees you in Jesus. As He is, so am I in this world. Oh, come on, give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Do you believe what I say? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you still believe? Do you still understand what you are praying for? Listen, the fear of the Lord hit me as I prepared this sermon because I understood once again. When I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, that is not a term to be negotiated. That is not a name to be negotiated. This is a name that demons bow down to. This is a name that sickness fear. When you say in the name of Jesus, spirits go backwards. When you say in the name of Jesus, people draw backwards. When you say in the name of Jesus, dominions bow down. When you say in the name of Jesus, and the Father promised us this, that whosoever believes in His name shall be saved. There's no other name. Oh, come on. Come on, give Jesus just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful praise offering. No, come on, empower. That sounds like we're giving politicians a hand clap. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a hand clap. Praise Him. Praise Him. You don't know if you have tomorrow. You have today. Praise Him while you are worthy. Praise Him while you are brave. Praise Him because He is worthy. Praise Him because He died for you. Praise Him because your sins were washed away. Praise the King of Kings. Praise Him. Praise Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the afternoon. Praise Him at night. Praise Him during the daytime. Praise Him at your work. Praise Him in your car. Praise Him as you walk down the street. Praise Him as you gym. Praise Him of your mother. Praise Him of your brother. Praise Him of your sister. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, come on, empower. When you say that name, Jesus, the enemy goes, whew. When you say that name, Jesus, it's like a Mufasa moment. And some of you need to take up that name again. And you need to point your finger right in the devil's face. And you must say to him, devil, back off in the name of Jesus. Get out of my family. Get out of my workplace. Get out of my children's life. Get out of my husband. Ladies, let me talk to you. It's time for you to put that finger of you in your husband's face and you talk to that devil inside of him. You say, devil, pack off in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sickness. I bind all this lust, all this drink, all this stuff. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Listen, we need moms again that will war for their children. And they will say, you don't need this iPad and iPhone and all this other stuff. You need Jesus. Let me introduce you to Jesus. Come on, we need to teach our children the power of Jesus. Oh, do I have an amen? I have a sneaky suspicion that the outpouring of God's Spirit is going to happen so fast and so quickly that it's going to catch us off guard. Oh, I tell you, there's no other name but the name of Jesus. Oh, no, say it again. There's no other name but the name of What a beautiful name, the name of Jesus. Let me end of this and just say that I have so many things, but I just want to say this, that Jesus says to Peter, He says, Peter, cast your nets to the other side. Peter cast a net. The Bible says Jesus fills that thing. I was pondering about what to say to you this morning. And I was thinking, what and where do I want to be known? This is a thought that I studied this whole week. Where do I want to be known? Do I want to be known in hell? Or do I want to be famous in heaven? And then I thought to myself, there's only one way to go. I want to be famous in heaven. And I hope there's people that are like-minded. I want to be famous in heaven. And then I thought to myself, how can I get famous in heaven? And how can I get feared in hell? What makes the enemy afraid? And what makes God glad? And it's very, very simple. Whenever you and I start to live our lives in obedience to Jesus Christ, not as an option, but we focus everything we have towards souls. The Bible says every time a soul reaches heaven, that is born again on the planet, the angels of God celebrate because somebody got saved. And hell gets afraid because they have lost someone again. And then if I look to the book of Acts, chapter number 18, the Bible says, the demons answer and says, Jesus we know, Paul we know. And so may I be as bold as to say this morning, may we be listed amongst those that hell fear and heaven applause, that they may say, Jesus we know, Paul we know, John we know, Stefan we know, Richard we know, Rebecca we know, Elizabeth we know. We know about these people because they will do nothing. They will not be stopped. They will not be pushed back. They will not be pushed down. When they get beaten, they praise the Lord. When they get pushed back, they stand up and worship Him. When they get tired, they lift their hands. Oh, we know about these people. They are a resilient people. They are a powerful people. They are a not giving up people. Oh, come on. Because what should happen is as you walk into your workplace, the devils must say, oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes. So walk into your house. They must be so uncomfortable that they just want to run. Walk into that unsaved family member's house. The devils must say, shh, everybody, shh. Elizabeth is here, everybody, shh. Come on. We need the anointing back. We need the presence back. Like never before. We need husbands back that will stand and say, I'm king, I'm priest, I'm prophet, this is my house, and me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not serve the idea of the day. We will not serve for theology, we will not serve just ideas or thoughts or patterns. Philosophy, that's what I was looking for. We will not serve philosophy. We'll serve the King. We need men again back in our societies that are not too busy to pray with their families. We need men back that will treat their women like queens. We will need men back that will play with their children and say, come, let me teach you about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Am I talking to someone? We need men that will lead this society and that will say, me and my house, we will go to the house of the Lord. We will worship Him there. We will exalt Him there. In this house, there will not be sickness. In this house, there will not be pain. In this house, there will not be poverty. We need men that will make a stand again. I wish you would shout, amen and amen and amen. Come on. Let me lastly say it like this. God, Jesus, to Israel, He's the stumbling stone. To the church, He's our cornerstone. To the Gentiles, He is the stone cut out of our hands. To Israel, He is the second coming capstone. And to the unbelievers, He's going to be the crushing stone. But for you and I, He's our cornerstone. Oh, come on. That's who Jesus is. The Lord said to me, I must say this to you. Sometimes He doesn't answer immediately because He answers best. I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, listen, sometimes I don't answer immediately because I answered best. Martha and Mary wanted a healing. Jesus wanted a resurrection. Peter wanted a rejection to be turned around. Jesus wanted to heal him so much, so massively. And he will never forget the encounter. Never let a moment become a permanent place with the Lord. Amen. There is no other name. Let me say that again. There's no other name than the name of Jesus. Last thought I want to give you. Everybody online, listen to me very, very carefully. Everybody, listen to me very carefully right now. There's no other name that will save you, that will heal you, that will provide for you, that will protect you, and that will get you to the Father. There is no other name. Jesus is not. He is not. He is not. He is not a religious leader. He's a king. He's not a king. He's the king. He's not a Lord. He's the Lord. I pray many people send me emails because I want everybody to know this is not an option but Him. No other way. The Father says, I want to match this stuff up for you quickly. The Bible says God has given him a name. The devil doesn't even have a name. He had a name. His name was Lucifer. It was taken from him. He was given a title that he gave himself, Satan, the fallen prince. Jesus has a name. That means he has a position. That means he has a rank. That means he has an ability. Now let me make it simple for everybody. Listen to me very carefully. If you call on my name, if you say Gebot, you know immediately what I'm associated with. Why? The name carries the ability. But when you say the name Jesus, it carries an ability. It carries a position. It carries a title. If angels, one angel can slaughter 185,000 people that we know of, if they bow down to him and worship him day and night, who do we think we are to resist him? It's nuts. I tell you. So, let me end with this. Are you ready, empowered, to know the name higher than any other name? During this week, as I was praying, He said this to me. He said, sickness will not prevail. He said, the hand of the devil will not prevail. The plans of the devil will not prevail. And I say to you again, may this be recorded. The enemy will lose his grip across the world right about the time that God is pouring out His Spirit. And then listen, buy oil now while you can from God, because the time is coming that you will not be able to buy oil anymore. So buy oil now, be a wise virgin now, get in with God now. And so this morning we need to call upon the name of Jesus Listen, let me give you a testimony. I have many testimonies, but I can tell you just one testimony. My whole life changed when I call on that name. There was a day and there was an hour that I said, Jesus. And He came. There was a day and an hour that I said, Jesus. And he rocked up. There was a day and an hour of my life where I was sick and dying, and I said, Jesus. And He came and healed me, my body, in 2005. There was a day in my life that I said, Lord, I cannot go on in secular life anymore. I must turn to the Lord. And I said, Jesus. And from that day until this day, for 17 years, I've served Him faithfully in this house. There's a day in everybody's life when you call on the name Jesus and He shows up. You tell me, Pastor, you haven't been tired. You don't know. I've been many times exhausted by the spiritual weight we need to carry in this country. But then we call upon the name of Jesus. And what happens? He sends His angels. They show up. They say, we are here because we heard you calling the name of Jesus. Listen, it is not just the name Jesus. It is the relationship with the name. I have full confidence that when I pray in the name of Jesus, demons bow down, demons flee, sickness bow down, poverty flees when I use that name. Why? I am known in heaven as a friend of God. You are known as a friend of God. Oh, come on. I have confidence. You must have confidence. Come on. We have to have confidence. Are we there? We have to have confidence. Jesus went through everything. Don't use my example. Went through, go through His. Jesus was tired, yet He didn't give up. Confidence. Jesus was forsaken, yet He didn't leave us. Confidence. Jesus was betrayed, yet He did not betray. Confidence. Jesus was ridiculed, yet He didn't ridicule. Confidence. Jesus was slain, yet He believed in His Father and will raise Him from the dead. Confidence. Jesus had 12 people run away from Him, which He trained for 3.5 years. Confidence. Jesus had angels at His bidding, yet He didn't call upon them. Confidence. 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 Though He slay me, yet I will trust in the name of the Lord. Because greater men than you and I have fallen. Greater men than you and I have forsaken Him. But you and I will not. Because we are amongst those that will call upon the name of the Lord our God. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob. The God of Israel. That is my God. It's your God. Oh, come on. Say amen. Okay. I'll preach the whole day. I'm so passionate about Him. The name of Jesus. Save me, Jesus. And so this morning, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. Yes, Lord. Empower Church, listen to me. You are the head and not the tail. As I'm standing in front of you, speaking into my ear, He's saying this, that not one weapon formed against you will prosper. He did not say that weapons will not be formed. He said it won't prosper. And if you are willing to receive this word this morning, you will see your barriers turn into blessings. You'll see your obstacles turn into your stepping stones. You'll see your setback will turn into your comeback. I tell you the truth. I have seen God do this time and time again. I have seen Him show up. I have seen Him come to the most ridiculous places because He loves me. Because He loves you. I've seen God show up in malls and in halls and in drug-infested streets. I've seen God coming and show Himself up in people that I don't even know why He would save them. I have seen God walking into the broken and the lost and the weary. I've seen the Lord heal people. I've received. I saw eyes being healed. I've seen ears being healed. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen everything with these eyes. So don't tell me He can't do it. Don't tell me He's not alive. Don't tell me one phone call can change not your life. Don't tell me that He cannot interrupt your whole story in 1 minute. Don't tell me that He can do anything He wants to if He says, I am possible. Don't you tell me that nothing is some things are too much for him. No, it's not too much for him. It's not too much. There's nothing too much. In heaven, on earth, or below, nothing too much. But Pastor, I've been waiting for 10 years. Well, wait 10 years and one day. Because just it might be tomorrow that he come through for you. You never know. The Bible says, knock and keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. And you shall find. But I just know this. I'm not leading a group of people that are weak. We are strong. We have a lion inside of us. And that's why I'm bold. Because I've learned what boldness does. Boldness gives me access. He says, enter my courts with boldness. Enter my courts, boldness. So I go into the court. This is how I go in. God, I'm in trouble. In the name of Jesus, I need healing. You promised me healing. I want it. In the name of Jesus, I walk into His throne room boldly. I say, God, everything I know about You, there's nothing in You that looks like destruction. So in the name of Jesus, are You with me? Let me end of a story. Oh, I see. If I break an hour, I'm sorry, guys. There's too much word. I'm getting you revival fit. Is that okay? Yes. I see. You know, every time I break an hour, I lose people. They go online. They're like, "Hey, this guy, he preaches way too long." Listen, Jesus is a preacher. Do you know Paul? Paul preached so long that he preached through the night. A guy literally fell asleep. He died. Paul raised him. So if you fall off your seat, we'll come and pray for you. We have to become revival fit. You know why? Because soon 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours will hit us. And we're going to worship the Lord. Come on, in power. May I remind you? And so this morning, I just want to use this example. I need to give you that because it will give you a thought. During this week, it was Wednesday or Thursday, my eldest daughter, she's absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, and if you know, you guys know if you like your kids, everybody believes their children are beautiful, but mine is really beautiful. But anyway, so my eldest daughter got a SMS from a boy. And I checked this, so we were having supper, and I saw the message come in. I was like, "Who's talking to you like that?" She's like, "No, this and this." I said, "Give the phone, please." And so I typed. I said, "Dear," I won't say his name now. I said, "Dear so-and-so, this is Mr. Barrent. I am the father of Jasmine, which you have just texted inappropriately. Please give me your father's number that I may kindly phone him." I see the guy is online on the other side. He texts back. "Dear Mr. Barrent, I'm very, 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 very sorry." I text back. "That does not matter. What you have done is inappropriate." Then, second message comes in, another boy. Because now they obviously talk to one another. "Hey, what did this?" I like, "Give me the phone." I'm with the phone. I tap him too. I say, "Hey, I'm busy with your friend on the other side. I see you messaging also. So what's up? This is Mr. Barrent." He replies, "I know nothing." Now they're starting to drop one another. Very soon, I had both of them in a place of repentance. Acknowledging, this is not the way to treat a lady. Listen, every time you get a bad SMS from the devil, God the Father takes the phone. He says, "No, you don't treat my kids like that. This is Mr. God. I am the one that is in control of this one's life. You better respect them, or I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to take off my God hat and I'm going to beat you silly. So you better back off. You serve a Father that's so in love with you that every time you get a bad, inappropriate message, He roars. He says, hey, 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 that's my child. Come on, give Jesus Christ a praise offering. It's true. So this morning, let's call upon His name. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I call upon His name. I recognize, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only name given unto men by which man can be saved. In this day, I give my life completely, wholly to Jesus Christ. Father, I might have become a little bit lukewarm. I run back to Your household today in the name of Jesus. I believe Jesus heals me. I believe Jesus restores me. And I believe Jesus makes me whole. Jesus Christ is my hope. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to stand out of your seat and come to me. Because today He wants souls. The Father wants souls. Jump out of your seats and come to me. All the guys that are online, I want you to post your name quickly. Post your name, post your name. Come, 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 come. Today we're going back to the Father. Come on, in power. If you prayed that prayer, come church. Come, 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 come. It's time to come home. Just get out of your seats. Come on, church. Your brothers and your sisters are coming back. Come, come, come. Come, everybody online now. All the guys online, comment your name, comment your name, comment your name, comment your name. Come on, go, go, go. Come on, guys, come on. There's more people. Come on, church. Can you praise? There's more people here. Come, 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 come. Come, 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 come. There's seven people. I see seven people here. Come. I'm going to wait for you today. Because this is what gets the devil mad. Is people coming back to Jesus. Come. Come, 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 come. Oh, come on. Stop giving a golf clap. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Do you know the angels are rejoicing? Come. 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 There's people here that needs to come. I'm going to give this a moment because we want to make sure. Online. 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 Guys, go, go, go. Everybody online. Everybody inside, stretch out your hands. Come on, guys. Comment, comment, comment. They're in Cape Town. They're in the Free State. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just comment those names. Come. Just stretch out your hands. His presence is here because He's approving of you. His presence is here because He's saying, welcome home. Hey, come. Online, online, online. Go, go, go. Come on, His presence is here. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all of us pray this prayer together, and everybody that's in front here say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I'm home. I thank you that my sins have been forgiven and remembered no more. I thank you that by the blood of Jesus, there's a remission of my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that there's no other name than the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you that my name is written in your book of life. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord, is my Savior, my Redeemer. And from this day, nothing will separate me ever again from Jesus Christ. Now let's ask him for another gift. Say, Heavenly Father, on the basis of the gift of Jesus, give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord Holy Spirit, come and live inside of me. Come and dwell inside of me. Lead me, guide me. I am your temple. From this day, eternally so, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Oh, come on. Can I ask the rest of the church, won't you also just stand for a moment? I just want to recognize what the Lord is busy doing. All of the people in front, would you? You can give those cards out. We just want to make sure we get your details quickly. I want everybody in the church, won't you lift your hands? Just want to give a moment. You're going to receive a card. Now we just want your name, surname, telephone number. That's all I want. Just that, just quickly. We just want to make sure. Everybody lift your hands. Aiden, help him there. All of the guys online, there where you gathered in the different locations in Cape Town and Free State and different parts of the world, and I want to speak to you just for a moment. I want you to recognize and surrender to God. Everybody in the building as well. Lift your hands and surrender to Him. He wants to fill you afresh. Father, I pray for everybody that's under the sound of this voice that you've given unto me. Father, that right now that your Spirit will fill every house, every place, every abode. Fill this church, fill every vessel here, baptize every person afresh. Lord Jesus, I pray, right across this room, fill this place with your power, your presence once again. Come on, church, it's beautiful. His presence is here. His presence is here. His presence is here. So guys, watch there in Durban. May the presence of the Lord saturate that room. So guys, watch us there in Cape Town. May the presence of the Lord saturate your rooms. So guys, watch us in Free State, let the presence of the Lord saturate that room. So guys, watch us in the United States, let the presence of the Lord saturate that room. And Father, I pray right now in this room that rededications will happen all across this building as people return back to the Lord. Empower Church, everybody online, I want everybody to pray this prayer as one or two of you are finishing, just giving us your details. Come on, let's just recognize him. I'll pray now. Let's just recognize him. We just want your details. Once we have that, please give it just back to the pastors that is in front. I see all the names. I see all the names commenting. Let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment. Come on, let's just take a moment. Just take a moment. I want to ask you today, everybody that's online, while we are just experiencing God's presence, I want you to tag people into this live stream today. There's many people that will need to hear this word. There's no other name than the name of Jesus. Take a moment for me, share the gospel, get it out. Now the time and the hour, we have to preach His name as much as what we can so that we can get His name out. So there we are. I want you just to take a moment, share the gospel. Get the word of the Lord out as far as you can. Everybody's inside. Lift your hands to the Lord as high as you can. As high as you can. Lord Jesus, I pray. Everybody watching us, Father, everybody, pour your Spirit upon every vessel, that every man and woman and child in this place will know that they've been chosen, they have been called, they have been assigned to a time such as this. I pray, Heavenly Father, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and fill the earth with your glory. Come and fill the earth with your presence. Come and fill the earth with your power. Come and fill the earth with your people. Father, come and fill the earth. We are ready. Father, pour out your Spirit, we cry. Lord, that the dead will rise, that the sick will be healed, that the lame will again walk, the eyes will again see, ears will again hear. Father, we your people, we submit ourselves to the name of Jesus Christ and His name only. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that in this day, that you pour afresh the Spirit of the Lord on us. And as we are your people, called in this hour, that we will have one distinguishing mark on us, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Father, that we will have in our households one thing different, and that's the presence of the Lord. Will we have in our workplaces one thing different, and that is the presence of the Lord. And Father, I pray, let every man and every woman and every child in this house say that Jesus Christ is my Lord, He's my King, He is my Kinsman Redeemer, and in Him my full hope and confidence rest. If you have prayed that prayer, say, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And use my life as a vessel for the Father's glory. This is my prayer. This is my anthem. In Jesus' name. And all of empower. Say. Oh, beautiful. Come on. Amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.